Share number 17, we're continuing with the Chayvus HaLevavos' perspective on Parnasa, on work. So we'll talk about, we were talking about the idea that an easy work is something that leaves a person the time and the menuchas hanefesh and the mind to be able to still serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was once a Jew who borrowed a large sum of money from a guy. Then he came up with many smart business ideas, and he became very rich very quickly, and he paid off the loan very quickly. And the guy was very perplexed and upset how this Jew, who maybe attended one course of, of teaching him some computers or something, and he was able to outdo this guy's multiple business degrees and his high IQ, and he couldn't figure out how it happened. So the guy hired a private investigator to follow the Jew and get to the bottom of it. Where does he get his ideas from? It can't be. How could he get his ideas? He went to business school and he had this all these degrees. And this guy, what did he have? He had nothing. And yet he was able to earn parnasa and he was able to make money. So the detective followed him around and he saw that in the mornings he went to this large synagogue and they said some words out loud. And then it was quiet in the room for a solid 5 minutes. No, quiet. Lunch again, he goes to the synagogue. They say some words and all of a sudden it's quiet. And the same thing at night. So he reported what he saw. And the guy was very, very pleased. So he called in his Jewish friend and he said, I figured you out and I know your trick. And I figured out why you Jews are so successful. 3 times a day, you take a 5-minute quiet break to clear your mind of all distractions and to think only about business. And that's why you come up with such great ideas. You clear your mind and you're able to start over. And the Jew smiled because he understood that it was actually punkt verkehrt. It was the exact opposite. 5 minutes a day, 3 times a day, he did clear his mind, or at least he attempted to clear his mind, to daven the silent Shemoneh Esrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven for his success. That's what it means to have an easy umness, easy work, an easy job. It means that a person is able to, and this is, it's a very shver nisayan, it's not easy. And this is, again, part of this shir is to help us, get us to think a little bit in what our lives are all about. Are we able to clear our minds during Shemoneh Esrei? And if not, how could we do it? And if we can't clear our minds in the beginning, so we try to clear our minds in the middle. And if we fall prey to the Yetzer Hara, so we just have to, I think the Chavetz Chaim brings a psavertal from somebody, heard for a Revda numerous times, if the Yetzer Hara chaps you ba techoine, and you chap him back by Hashiveinu. If he gets you again by Slachna, you get him back by Re'ina. Again, it's never all or nothing. It's an avoida to be able to clear our minds. Clear our minds to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put everything to the side, this is not the time. And that's part of the umness that a person has. That's part of the job that a person has. He has to be able to disengage from that job in order to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's through learning, whether it's through davening. And like we said, a person has to know that whatever parnasa he has, it's from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And it's not the parnasa that makes a person rich or poor. Every parnasa has rich and poor people. You know, to bring another story, there was a Holocaust survivor came to Toronto after the war, and he only spoke Yiddish. What could he do? He couldn't get a job. So his friends told him to become a shamish in the shul. Everyone in the shul spoke Yiddish. So good, it'll be a perfect match. So he went to the president of the shul, and they were about to hire him, and the whole interview was in Yiddish. And then at the end he was asked, do you speak or read English? So he said, no. He said, we have a problem. All the cleaning supplies, the mop, the soap, the tissues, the detergent, they have to be ordered weekly in English. So the man said, listen, I only speak Yiddish. And that's it. He didn't get the job. He went home. He was sad. This was his last hope. He couldn't get anything. Couldn't even become a shamish in the shul. And his wife said, okay, listen, will you sit around and do nothing? At least become a peddler. Do something productive. So he went around selling shmatas, rags, making a few dollars. He saved some money. And he invested in something a little better, which led him to invest in scrap metal. And this man became a multi-millionaire, building the largest scrap metal business in Canada. And his name was Joe Tenenbaum, Joseph Tenenbaum. and he dedicated his life to tzedakah, and Hashem gave him a lot of success. And looking back at his inability to get the job as the shamish, he realized that at the time seemed the most awful possible situation was really Hashem pushing him in a direction of success, leading him where he needed to go. If he would have known some English, he still would have been a shamish in the shul. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him and steered him where he needed to go. And that's part of bitachon. Again, we have to make our ishtadlus. We have to make our ishtadlus. However, bitachon knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the plan for us. And it's not necessarily the parnasa or the job that we think is the best. We have to make our ishtadlus. But if it's out of our hands, we know Hashem has the best for us. And even when we've made the choice, we have to know that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the parnasa, it's not the job that sends us the actual parnasa. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his best interests, has our best interests in mind. And since he has our best interests in mind, he knows what's best for us. And that's part of understanding that whatever job a person takes and where his interest lies, he has to always know it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he has to ensure that the job doesn't take over his life and push HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of his life.